Leadership Breakthroughs, Ideas for Leaders Who Inspire, by Executive Leadership Coach Tom Lemonski. Do you suffer fools gladly? What would you gain if you did? Perhaps you have the authority to fire or relegate the fools in your midst. Or, contrary to the urging of St. Paul, you want to get rid of those who spout seemingly foolish ideas. Might this be another example of just because you can doesn't mean you should? Our tolerance for foolishness can and should have its limits. But at what point does a leader's intolerance of perceived foolish ideas or ideas from diminished contributors threaten creativity and innovation? Leadership skill requirement. Professional facilitators who lead brainstorming and ideation sessions are trained to establish critical ground rules. There are no bad ideas. Scrutinizing ideas when presented is strictly prohibited. Brainstorming works best in an atmosphere that allows one idea to build off another. When thoughts are instantly squashed, what happens to creativity? Without creativity, how is innovation possible? While there are no bad ideas, there will be ideas that we choose not to utilize. While they end up on the cutting room floor, they still bring value to the creative process. Expanding tolerance by developing empathy. Consider the source. There's at least one in every crowd, one who just doesn't get it. Who's to blame? Might it be a failure in your communication process? If you discover that one person doesn't get it, might there be more? How many more? How might your intolerance or inability to suffer fools gladly be sabotaging innovation?
Revisiting Yes And. Here in Chicago, the Second City teaches conversational improvisation with the yes and approach. They teach an understanding that the words no and but will shut down a productive discussion of ideas. The yes and approach keeps the conversation going. But to implement this as a leadership collaboration skill, you need to develop an attitude of empathy for those offering ideas. Negative judgment shuts down creative thinking and problem solving. New. The 10% assumption. Suffering fools gladly requires us to build our empathy muscles. Empathy for what we might consider foolish ideas, and empathy for those who share them. Everyone has their own unique frame of reference. Here's the hack for your belief system to enhance your tolerance. Every person's idea is at least 10% valid. How can you find that 10% that you can agree with? Is there an honorable attempt to contribute or solve? People's minds are like parachutes. They only function when they are open. Thomas Dewar. With an open mind and enhanced empathy, you can improve the yes and approach by adding yes, and what I love about your idea is blank. A checkup from the neck up. Is your existing belief system resisting these time-tested concepts? Is it time to enhance your positive intelligence? Use the button at the bottom of the page to learn more about positive intelligence and mental fitness development. Origin of suffer fools gladly. The phrase suffer fools gladly originates from the Bible, specifically coined by the Apostle Paul in his second letter to the church at Corinth, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. In the original King James Version, the text reads, "For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise." Thank you for listening, and for your commitment to better leadership. I invite you to return soon for more insights and more potential breakthrough ideas. Until then, keep shaping the thinking that matters.